10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
DJ TY.
I wanted to get
DJ Vincent and go on the mic.
Temple of Hephaestus and Athena. The marble temple of Hephaestus and Athena stands on the Kolonos Agoraeus, or Agora Hill, on the west side of the Agora.
This is DJ Vincent Dan Go.
And I'm DJ TY.
We're here to invite you to dance the night away at Darling's on August 8th.
Where we'll be spinning vinyl from 8 to 10 p.m., which you can find at
40.5 Holyoke Street. We'll have plenty of funk, Afrobeat, international space music.
8 to 10 p.m., August 8th. Come join us. Now we should come up with a name for this.
I was thinking like Dan's. party.
Yeah, we should keep workshopping that for sure.
Like Vincent Dance.
No, I get it, but that leaves me out a little bit.
Yeah.
On WMCBLP. Oh. μέσα στη δική σου τη ματιά. Λιώνω σαν φλόγα την αυγή σαν με κοιτά.
Thank you. Okay, listen. Auntie's ready to call the state police. I'm only kidding. Are you all right, my boy, my man? Auntie's been calling you for days. Give me a call when you can. I don't care what time it is. Auntie's always home. I love you, Brandon. Bye-bye, dear.
Hi. I hope you don't think I've lost my mind. I hope you don't think I'm crazy. This message is getting long, so I should just say bye. But the idea of you listening to this, the thought of you on the other side of the line, I can't hang up. I don't want this to end.
Aardvark. This song fits the letters of this word. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. 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 Hi, Arthur. Hey, Buster. Check it out. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. 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 Cool. Does that spell airplane?
Hey. I'm kind of glad you didn't pick up. I kind of just called to hear your voice, so your voice recording was enough. Ugh, I should hang up. What am I doing? I miss you. I miss you.
She walks home with the AirPods, but the same song's not gonna repeat. Hoodie pulled up over her eyes, cause she's not in the mood to speak. She got them, but he was still one, didn't mean to fall so deep. She walks home with the AirPods, same song's not gonna repeat. Same song's not gonna repeat. Same song's not gonna repeat. She got them, but he was still one, didn't mean to fall so deep.
In Athens, as in every other ancient Greek city, the agora, meaning gathering place, from the verb agiro, which means to congregate, was the heart of public life. It was here that commercial transactions, meetings of the Senate, elections of magistrates, judicial trials, theatrical and musical performances, religious processions, cavalry exercises and athletic contests, and social and philosophical gatherings took place, making it the focal point of ancient Athenian public life.
WMCB LP Greenfield.
Oresti, vado a test.
Democracy was born in the Athenian Agora. It was here that the democratic form of government was created in the 5th and 4th centuries BC. Buildings were gradually erected around the open space of the Agora, housing the institutional organs of the city-state, the Voulefterion, or Senate House, for the 500 legislators of the Vouli. The Tholos as the headquarters for the body of the councillors, called Prytanis. The Metroon, housed housing the Central Archives, South Stoa 1, which served as the seat of the Vuli administrators, and the Royal Stoa, seat of the Archon Vasiles, the official responsible for religious matters and the laws. The painted Stoa, or Stoa Pikini, housed splendid paintings commemorating the city's historical and mythical triumphs. Certain artifacts found in the area, such as tokens or clerotyria of prospective jurors, the clepsydra water clock used to time speeches, and voting ballots indicate that law courts also operated in the Agora. The monument of the eponymous heroes, a symbol of the 10 tribes of Athenians, was where citizens gathered information on proposed legislation, decrees, announcements, and the like. The Agora was frequented by politicians and orators like Themistocles, Pericles, and Demosthenes, poets of ancient drama such as Aeschylus, Sophocles, Euripides, and Aristophanes, historians like Herodotus and Thucydides, artists such as Phidias and Polygnotos, and philosophers including Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, whose ideas and actions laid the foundations of Western civilization. The area of the Agora over the centuries. The first human habitation in the area dates to 3000 BC, judging from the prehistoric burnished vases found in a well on the slopes of the Acropolis. Starting in 1600 BC, an extensive cemetery developed in the flat area later occupied by the Agora, with dozens of chamber tombs, some of which contained rich grave gifts. The area continued to be used for burials until the 7th century BC, and at the same time, pottery workshops began to develop here, giving the area the name Keramikos, or Potter's Quarter. Beginning in the 6th century BC, the area was shaped to become a public space. The city's main street, the Panathenaic Way, started from the city limits of Keramikos, crossed the Agora Plaza diagonally, and made its way up toward the Acropolis. This was the route of the magnificent parade during the Panathenaea festival, held in honor of the goddess Athena, the city's protector. Along the Panathenaic Way, the altar of the 12 gods, a place of asylum and refuge, and the starting point for all distance measurements, was found at the northwest entrance to the Agora, while on the southeast was a monumental public fountain house. After the democratic reforms of 508-507 BC, the public area was formally defined by inscribed boundary stones, called ori. In the 5th century BC, administrative buildings were erected on the west side of the Agora. The tholos, the seat of the Britannis or councillors, the Boulevtyrion, where the Vuli or Senate of the 500 assembled, the Stoa of Zeus Eleftherios, the Royal Stoa, and the monument of the eponymous heroes. The square was bounded on the north by the painted Stoa, and on the south by the South Stoa, the seat of the Senate administrators and the mint. The impressive temple of Hephaestus and Athena was built on the Kolonos Agoreos Hill, or the Agora Hill, where the two gods were worshipped as protectors of the arts and of craftsmen, many of whom had their workshops in the area. Built later, the Middle Stoa and the Stoa of Attalos, the largest stoas in the Agora, were gifts from the rulers of Hellenistic kingdoms. In Roman times, a large Odeon was erected in the center of the plaza, donated by the Roman general Agrippa. The Athenian Panthenos founded a library on the east. On the southeast was the imposing Nymphaeum, a monumental fountain house fed by water from Hadrian's aqueduct. Architectural pieces and an entire temple dedicated to Ares were moved from other Attic deans to be refounded in the Agora. The end of the Agora as the center of public life came with the Heruvian raids in 267 AD. Stones from ruined buildings were used as material in the construction of a new city wall called the Post-Heruvian Wall, which incorporated remains of the Stoa of Attalos in its western branch. The area briefly revived in the 5th and 6th centuries AD, when a large complex called the Palace of the Giants came to occupy the Agora Plaza. From the 10th to the 12th century, a dense medieval settlement arose over the ruins of the heart of Athenian democracy. Then, during the so-called Ottoman Peace, between the 15th and 17th centuries, a series of churches was erected near the gates of the Post-Heruvian Wall. In 1834, the Temple of Hephaestus, which had been converted into a Christian church in early Byzantine times, became the setting for the formal reception of King Otto, inaugurating the new capital of the modern state of Greece. In 1891, the neighborhood of Panagia Blasaros, which had developed over the remains of the Agora in the 19th century, was cut on the north by the trench for the electric railway linking Athens and Piraeus. Research in the ancient Agora. From the 19th and early 20th century, the Greek Archaeological Society and the German Archaeological Institute conducted excavations to uncover the ancient Athenian Agora. From 1931 to the present, the American School of Classical Studies at Athens has been conducting systematic excavations at the site and has expropriated and demolished more than 400 modern buildings that stood over the ancient ruins. The archaeological site was enhanced and planted with endemic vegetation in the 1950s and 1960s. At that time, the Stoa of Attalos was reconstructed in its entirety to house the Museum of the Ancient Agora, and the Church of the Holy Apostles was restored to its Byzantine state. Excavations conducted from the 1980s to the north of Adrianus Street brought to light the painted Stoa, which formed the northern edge of the Agora. Ancient sources offer invaluable assistance in the study and interpretation of the finds. More than 700 ancient texts or fragments mention the Agora, while the single most important source is Pausanias, a 2nd century AD traveler who visited the Agora sometime between 159 and 175 AD, and wrote about it in his work, Description of Greece.
Where I wanna go, hey, but I just can't. Voyager 3, WMCBLP Greenfield, 107.9, last in the dial, first in our hearts. Thanks for being on board.
Thank you.
Ancient Agora of Athens, the birthplace of democracy. Approached the navel of the city, fragrant with incense, and the famous richly adorned agora.
Yeah.
area of the Agora over the centuries. The first human habitation in the area.
This is DJ Vincent Dango.
And I'm DJ TY.
We're here to invite you to dance the night away at Darling's on August 8th.
Where we'll be spinning vinyl from 8 to 10 p.m.
That's at 40.5 Holyoke Street,
in
Darling's. That's right. We'll be playing funk, Afrobeat, international space, and it'll be a dance party for you.
Yeah, we should come up with a name for this.
Yeah, I was thinking like Dan's party.
Oh, yeah, we should keep workshopping that
well,
for sure.
Like Vincent Dance.
No, I get it, but that leaves me out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
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 A bishop dressed as a simple monk is dying. A bishop dressed as a simple monk is dying.
Daba daba da daba daba da. Mesa sta vecchia muta guerra. Daba daba da daba daba da. Echo carviesca mia de carria. Daba daba da daba daba do. Oli ti scherzi muti grato. Daba daba da daba daba do. Omo se zero cagapo. Piazza. Muta guerra, daba daba da daba daba da, eco cardiesca mia de carria. Daba daba da daba daba da, ine cardieso les me gemia, daba daba da daba daba da, homo se vino me se cambia, daba daba da daba daba do, se ti aboles ton en apo, daba daba da daba daba do. Piazza muti in barica, ti dichi muti gabbia, piazza vriti sindaghi, na meclisi sto bluvi. Piazza muti in barica, ti dichi muti gabbia, piazza vriti sindaghi, na meclisi sto bluvi. Daba daba da, daba daba da, i me cardieso le smeche mia, daba daba da, daba daba da, homo se di nome se cambia, daba daba da.
Thank you. Ancient Agora of Athens,
the birthplace of
democracy. Πολύ ωραίο στυλ. Βεβαίως, βεβαίως. Με τη σουηδική γυμναστική, με το σορτσάκι. Πολύ ωραίο στυλ.
Βεβαίως, βεβαίως.
Ας βάλω τα γυαλιά μου. Με λένε άνθρωποι, δε με ενοχλεί να χάσω τη δουλειά μου. Σήμερα όπως κάθε πρωί φόρεσα το κουστούμι μου, το σιέλπο κάμισο με τη φαντεζή γραβάτα, ήπια ένα καφέ μεγάλο και τελειώνοντας το king size τσιγάρο μου έριξα μια τελευταία ματιά από το παράθυρο. Το τρανζίστορ στην απέναντι πολυκατοικία μεταδίδει πρωινή γυμναστική και η ίδια πάλι τρυφερή ύπαρξη επιδίδεται στα πρωινά ασκήσεις. Τι θεσπέσιο πλάσμα, τι τέλειο προφίλ, τι θαυμάσιες αναλογίες, τι γρήγορα που περνάει η ώρα, πάλι καθυστέρησα από τη δουλειά μου. Πολύ φοβάμαι ως εκ τούτου πως η διεύθυνση του γραφείου στο οποίο εργάζομαι σύντομα θα με απολύσει. Ακόμα. Πολύ ωραίο στυλ.
Βεβαίως, βεβαίως.
Ας βάλω τα γυαλιά μου. Με λένε άνδροκλή, δε με ενοχλεί να χάσω τη δουλειά μου.
σάρκα πρωτοφύλιστα. Για δυο μάτια, για δυο χείλα, κάποτε ξενυχτιστά.
Thank you.